Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So President Biden's still doing good, doing good. We're not expecting COVID necessarily to be very severe. President Biden has been not only double vaccinated, but also double boosted. Last booster was March 30th. We believe the boosters, especially for Omicron, only really give a few months protection, but being that it's July, he was vaccinated end of March. We think with after four shots of that, should be fine. He's on Paxlovid, should be fine. But as I told you yesterday, I'm a little concerned, and I think a lot of people are concerned. Some people are concerned because they don't want Kamala Harris president. My concerns are a little different. My concerns have always been about his atrial fibrillation. And remember I told you that with Paxlovid, the medication that he's on, which I support everything his doctor is doing. His doctor is doing a very, very good job. In fact, let me give credit where doctor, is it Dr. Bowers? Let me, Dr. Kevin O'Connor. Doctor of osteopathy and a fellow of the American Academy of Family Physicians. So, I'm a huge fan. Sounds like he's doing the right thing. But Paxlovid is not an easy medication to take. If you're gonna take Paxlovid, there's a slew of medications you can't take. Well, one which we spoke about was Viagra. Can't be taking Viagra while you're on it. You have to be careful with your Valium and Xanax. Can't mix the two. If you're on steroids, or if you were given steroids for your COVID, or you're on Symbicort, drug interactions. Certain antiarrhythmics can cause drug interactions. St. John's wort, if you take that over the counter. So a lot of things you cannot take if you're on Paxlovid. If not, it has to be completely discontinued, and discontinued for days after your use of Paxlovid. President Biden is on a statin, Crestor. Good. Rosuvastatin is a fantastic statin, one of my favorites, but they have to stop that. But they also have to stop this blood thinner, Eliquis. And Eliquis is a blood thinner that he is on because he has atrial fibrillation. Atrial fibrillation could put you at risk for stroke. As we spoke about, atrial fibrillation affects the rhythmic beat, electrical charge, electrical beat of the heart, such that rather than getting a nice, good pump, the heart's like boop, 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 boop. And blood sloshes around. As it sloshes around, it could coagulate. And then when the heart does pump, it can shoot that clot up into the carotids and then could give you a stroke. So President Biden is on a blood thinner because he's at high risk for stroke. COVID can put you at higher risk for stroke because COVID can be hypercoagulable. So even though I'm not worried about COVID illness per se, I don't think he's going to need to go to Walter Reed like, you know, President Trump did. I don't think his oxygen stats are going to be too bad as long as he's being watched closely. I am very concerned, among other things, about his stroke risk. So just to give you guys the latest update, he did develop a fever, which is common. A lot of times people are getting the COVID fever a day or two into their illness. So the fact that now he has a fever, not surprising. That's also, by the way, a fever is also a sign of his immune system working. Everybody's like, oh, God, no, there's a fever. We need to squash it right away. Sometimes the fever is doing that because it wants to fight the infection. You know, low-grade fever isn't the worst thing, but many times we treat it. We bring the fever down. So he was treated with Tylenol to bring the fever down. When I had COVID in January, I let the fever cook. I just want the fever to help knock stuff out because my body was trying to fight it. So if somebody does not like the fever or we're worried that their temperature is going to spike so high that they could have a febrile seizure like we see in kids, or if they're uncomfortable and they're not drinking or they're losing fluids with the fever, we're going to treat the fever. But the average low-grade fever does not necessarily have to be treated. A lot of doctors are really mixed on how often do you have to try to bring that down. However, what is interesting is one thing we doctors look at is, are we able to keep it down? So we'll give a Tylenol or a Motrin. If the fever goes down and then never comes back, that could be a good sign that the infection isn't brewing. So sometimes we'll do it once just to see what happens. But when that fever comes back and you have parents call, especially on telemedicine, saying, I can't keep the fever down. I'm giving my kid ibuprofen every 3 hours, Tylenol every 3 hours, alternating them, ice baths. I can't keep the fever down. Well, it's because the fever wants to tell you they're sick. It means take the child in. The kid could have an ear infection. The kid could have COVID. The kid could have flu. You know, fever is a sign that something's wrong. So the president was given Tylenol, which I'm okay with. He was also given albuterol, an albuterol inhaler to help open up the lungs. For those of you guys that get COVID, you feel restricted sometimes, and the beta agonists open up and dilate, bronchodilate the lungs, and so you're able to get more oxygen that way. And I think an albuterol inhaler is great. I am hoping they're still watching his heart. He has atrial fibrillation if he's not on an antiarrhythmic. And he is on a stimulant, such as which albuterol can do, a sympathomimetic. You do want to keep an eye on that heart rate, especially since now he's not on a blood thinner. Now, what did they do? They put him on aspirin. So they put President Biden on aspirin in the meantime. Now, in America, we'll do that. You know, if all else fails, we will give you aspirin to help anticoagulate. It's not as strong as Eliquis, but it's something. In Europe, they don't do it. In Europe, they ruled against it, and they don't. Now, it wasn't a lot of studies that made this decision, but apparently it's not favorable in Europe. And so there's been a lot of doctors going back and forth on if the antiplatelet monotherapy aspirin really does enough to prevent stroke in atrial fibrillation. So the European guidelines strongly recommend anticoagulation, but with anticoagulation, not necessarily using aspirin for it. So they've done away with those guidelines. But, you know, you have a 79-year-old president. He's got to take the Paxlovid. You cannot mix Paxlovid with the blood thinner. So you got to choose. Now, some of you might ask, why did we even mess with the Paxlovid? He was vaccinated twice. He was boosted twice. Why did we even mess with it if we had to take him off his blood thinner? Well, it depends, and I trust his doctor. If his atrial fibrillation has been extremely stable, and we do know that Paxlovid can help minimize severity, then we're going to err on the side of caution and use the Paxlovid. But for those people who have mild COVID and are vaccinated and all that, if a doctor doesn't think they could take them off their medications, they won't. And then they'll choose against it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
People can catch COVID-19 from someone in their household. Dr. Fabian Sandoval is president and CEO of the Emerson Clinical Research Institute.
There's a continuing need to investigate new therapies to help reduce the risk of spreading COVID-19 in addition to improving diversity in clinical trials.
If you're an unvaccinated adult and you live with someone who is symptomatic and tested positive for COVID-19 in the past 5 days, you may be able to join a clinical study evaluating whether an investigational oral treatment could help prevent the spread of COVID-19 within households. Participants will receive study-related care at no cost and may receive reimbursement for study-related time and travel. To learn more, visit COVIDMoveAhead.com. This clinical study is sponsored by Merck Sharp & Dohme Corp., a subsidiary of Merck & Co., Inc.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network that makes the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So one thing I am not proud of, but I would do again, is I voted to legalize marijuana in Nevada. When it was on our ballot, I voted yes to legalize it. And the reason why I did it is because, and I've told you guys this, one is I wanted the cops freed up, not having to, you know, deal with the stupid peddly arrests of, you know, small amounts and things like that. They would still arrest dealers. They would still arrest people trying to get kids on it. So I was comfortable with that. I also wanted it to be studied because I do think there's medicinal uses for cannabis and marijuana. But the main thing was, is I knew we were going to start having a huge pinch against pain medication and access to pain medication. And at least for some, not everybody, marijuana does provide some pain relief. And I didn't want a slew of suicides and all sorts of other things happening because all these anti-opioid legislation and rules were going to come into play, which I did predict was going to sadly really mess up people's access to drugs that they need to manage their pain. And that's kind of the problem we're at right now. So I did expect that we were going to have some drivers, just like we have a lot of drunk drivers in Las Vegas. I did expect we were going to have drivers who were under the influence of marijuana. I did expect teenagers to, you know, have easier access. But at this point, marijuana was already throughout the schools. You already had people driving drunk and et cetera. That I'm like, look, you know, it's already out there. It's going to be legalized anyway. At least we could start studying it. I did not want, though, it legalized before we had the infrastructure in place. I wanted there to be the infrastructure to make sure it wasn't sold to the schools, to make sure it didn't increase, kids' use didn't increase. And we had ways to test for marijuana when people drive, and ways to test them if they are under the influence. That, of course, didn't happen. There was money to be made, and boy, did our state make money. A lot of people made money. They only allowed certain people to have licenses to do it, and those people were pretty, pretty big players in Nevada, and they definitely made the list. And there's not a lot of them. But the federal government now is moving towards legalizing marijuana. It's a little stickier from the federal government standpoint because you can't have drivers, if we still don't have a means to test for people under the influence, because you cannot drive and have alcohol. If you do, you're arrested. Well, same thing. You can't be a truck driver. You can't drive, operate Amtrak, things like that. You can't be a commercial driver and use marijuana. And we're still struggling with how to tell if you have marijuana in your system, if it impairs you or not. Some of us, marijuana will be in our system for a month. So if you are on vacation and you are off for a week and you decide to go hit the beach, go to California, smoke some weed, if you come back to work and they test you and you're positive for marijuana, you can't drive. Now, a lot of companies aren't testing. It's kind of a mess right now. But for the feds to get involved and to decriminalize it, it will open up a slew of issues. And at this point, they are going to decriminalize it. Chuck Schumer has already put forth a bill. And you do have, you know, a good number of public, you know, backing the legalization because so many people are now using it. They're using it to sleep. They're using it for pain. They're using it, because it's, to share a joint and take a couple puffs is a lot cheaper now than getting alcohol. So, as the public likes it, and, you know, that there might be that, that lack of hesitancy in Congress. But we do have issues. We have already our military saying, look, we don't have enough recruits. We're having trouble recruiting. Maybe marijuana comes to play with that. Somebody would, you know, much rather live at their mom's house, live in their basement, and smoke pot than actually go through boot camp and serve our country. But another problem we have with marijuana is car crashes. So we're being told that the number of car crashes has shot up significantly. Nearly 6% in states who have legalized marijuana. Nevada is one of them. California, Oregon, Washington, Colorado. These states were some of the trailblazers when it came to marijuana use and very popular and very blue states. Well, Nevada was in between and now it's blue, but it might go back. So we have a bunch of pot shops. In fact, during the COVID crisis and the lockdowns, marijuana dispensaries wide open. A lot of people ended up going there. They wanted to go out somewhere. So they went to you go to a liquor store, go to a grocery store, or you go to a pot shop. So we've looked at some data, and apparently research from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety says we've had a 5.8% rise in traffic crashes, a 4.1% in fatal traffic crashes. Let me give credit where credit's due. I apologize. I want to give you the name, but it's not pulling up. I don't think we have the name. I apologize. Charles Farmer, lead researcher on the car crash survey, says legalization removes the stigma of marijuana use, makes it readily available, leading to more intoxicated and less attentive drivers with slower reaction times and a tendency to veer outside their lanes. I've seen it. I've told you guys, when I drive to work, I drive home from work, I smell pot, and I take off a freeway home. I'm not on side streets, which means somebody is driving on the freeway, and we're out in the desert. It is wide open, and I am whiffing marijuana, probably from somebody else's car, for it to get to my car driving 55 miles, okay, 65, you know, driving, you know, on the highway at highway speed, for me to pick that up. I'm not sitting idling at an intersection smelling that, where it could very easily come into the car from another car. This is the us on a freeway with wind and speed. That means there are high concentrations of people smoking in, or obviously exposed to high degrees on the freeway. A study this week from the City University of New York and Columbia University, they found that cannabis use grows faster after legalization. Well, duh. Professor Renee Godwin, study's lead author, says cannabis use was markedly more prevalent in states where recreational use was legal, and warned of an potential explosion of users as it became treated as normal. University of Michigan study raised alarms that children as young as 9 were becoming curious about trying marijuana. Many were influenced by messaging from their parents. So I saw my mom smoke. I wanted to try a cigarette. That is true. So if you see your mom or dad use marijuana, then mimicry. The kids will. University College London and King's College London researchers, according to Daily Mail, reveal that adolescents are more than 3 times as likely as adults to get addicted to cannabis, increasing their chances of experiencing depression, anxiety. It does affect their mental growth. Kids are still growing. They're still learning. Another study from Canada, cannabis use has risen since it was decriminalized in 2018, showed that users were 22% more likely to end up in a hospital emergency room, either serious injury or breathing problems. So lead author Dr. Nicholas Vazoris from the University of Toronto said responsible officials should discourage recreational use and remind citizens of the harmful impacts of cannabis. Cannabis has also been linked to heart attack, stroke. The UN's annual World Drug Report last month warned against cannabis legalization, saying it accelerated use and upped chances of depression and suicide. It is a booming multi-billion-dollar industry, so it's money is going to win with this one. One study from Rutgers found that cannabis users misperceive how well their romantic relationships are faring, and tend to be more critical, demanding, defensive, and negative when they fight with their loved ones if they're on pot. What about the pain issue? Well, one study from Oregon Health and Sciences University reported that there was very little scientifically valid proof that cannabis-related products revealed chronic pain in sufferers. As I told you, it works for some, but not everybody. We have this push to legalizing it. There's going to be, once it is legalized, many more taxes. The cost is going to go up. And you have some individuals not wanting that. They go, it was cheaper before. So I still think the feds are going to move forward with it and legalize it. But, you know, we are going to have a slew of problems. Workplace injuries, people not wanting to go to work. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden's symptoms are improving as he's taking an antiviral medication designed to fight COVID. Biden dealing with a little bit of a runny nose, fatigue, and cough. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres announces agreements between Russia, Turkey, Ukraine, and the United Nations that will allow grain to be exported from Ukraine through the Black Sea. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has halted much of Ukraine's grain exports. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres talks about how the deal will benefit the world.
It will bring relief for developing countries on the edge of bankruptcy and the most vulnerable people on the edge of famine. And it will help stabilize global food prices, which were already at record levels even before the war, a true nightmare for developing countries.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if you're in the market for looking for a used car, you kind of missed the boat because a few years ago it was a hell of a lot cheaper. We are being told now that the average price for a used car is $33,341. The average price for a used car, that's ridiculous. The average listing price is $13,145 more. Nearly new vehicles that are about 1 to 3 years old have an average listing price that is $13,145 more than it would be if typical depreciation had occurred. I noticed that. When we were looking for a used car, I'll tell you what we did with my son. When we were looking for a used car, I noticed that the used prices were just a little bit below what a new car would have been. High used car prices have pushed the average trade-in value above $10,000 for the first time because people want used cars. They want them badly. This is being reported by CNBC. So you are now paying an average of $10,000 more, 43%, than if typical depreciation expectations were in play. So if an average price of a used car is $33,000, what the hell do you do? Now, with my son, he and my husband really love trucks. And I get it. I had a truck. My first used car, let me go back. My very first used car I bought, I scraped money together. I was working at, I moved out when I was 18. I walked to school. I lived in an apartment right by campus, which was very dangerous area. People were raped and killed in my neighborhood. But I was able to walk to campus. I was able to walk to Jack in the Box across the street, work there. I was able to do some tutoring on campus, work for the dorms. And I was able to somehow support myself and get through. When I was able to pull some money together, I went to a used car lot. And this is 1991 or 1992. Between 1991 and 1992. And I go to a used car lot, and there's a little Chevy Chevette. I think it was an 86. No air conditioning. And it was sitting there. And it was for $1,800. No, I think it was for $2,000. Something. So I talked them down to $1,800. But I didn't have $1,800. I didn't have that kind of money. So I was going to make payments. So they were going to finance it. And I'm like, no. And I was very naive. And I'm like, no. I only want to pay $1,800. I don't want to pay. If you finance it, there's going to be all these extra charges. So let me just make payments so it's only $1,800. And for some reason, they did. It was a Chevy Chevette with no air conditioning. And I think it was a great deal. And I used that car for 2 years until I went off to medical school in 1993. And in 1993, I bought an Isuzu truck, a new one. Because I wanted air conditioning. Right? So I bought a new car. And I got my Isuzu truck. I think the list was 9 or something, and I got it for, I believe, $6,300. And something happened where I start driving it off, and the salesman starts running after me. And I go, what's going on? I mean, the sale was done, and I was financing it. And he goes, I need you back in here. I'm in big trouble. I wasn't supposed to sell you the truck like that, and I should have just gone. But I was by myself, and I was, you know, again, naive, so I go in there. And I go, I'm not paying more for this than the deal's done. They go, well, I need to have you sign something where I gave you more for your trade-in. And I think they gave me $2,000 for that Chevy Chevette that I bought $1,800 for or something. But they worked it out where I could still get my new truck for $6,300. And that was in 1993. You couldn't get a new truck for $6,300. I mean, I don't know how it happened, but it did. I was very, very lucky. God was on my side. So now I got my son. And mind you, I like trucks. I love trucks. My first real car that, you know, was a new car was a truck. I get it. And, you know, my husband, he likes trucks. So they bought trucks a couple years ago. Well, then the gas issue happened. And we always had in the back of our heads, we might do a Tesla, we might do an electric car, but we got to wait for it to get cheaper. So now gas is up, so we, like everybody else, go, well, let's look at, you know, Teslas and electric cars are just too expensive. And my husband said we are not going to buy a used Tesla or a used car because, or even hybrid, because the alternators or the batteries, these things can be old. You know, if we're going to do it, we have to buy new, we need the fullest warranty, all that. So obviously my son can't afford that. So we traded in the Jeep. We had a Jeep. We gave the truck to my other son, and we traded in his Jeep for a more fuel-efficient car. And the used cars were $20,000-$30,000. And I almost peed myself. I'm like, what is this? Okay, used cars are supposed to be $10,000. $999. What was it? You know, Cal Worthington and his dog Spot. If you need a great big deal, go see Cal. So California, I just remember, you could get a used car for like $1,999. Everything was $999. And I'm like $34,000 for a used car. So thank God we got a huge huge amount of money on the trade-in from the Jeep because, man, because I thought we were going to have to argue for more. They wanted the Jeep Wrangler. The Jeep Wrangler had about 100,000 miles, things like that. Even though I wanted to keep it, it just we had to move over to a car that was less fuel, that was more fuel efficient. And so he got a car. Got still a fairly good deal, but it was still ridiculously expensive for a used car. And so, you know, when we're going into this recession, and I'm like, look, you know, you don't need to buy a new car. You can buy a used car. Right? You guys could, you know, combine. Do you really have to have, you know, three cars in the household? Can you do it with two? You know, there are things that you could do. I'm sorry. If the average used car is $33,000, I'm telling you right now, we went to CarMax. They're not lying. The average used car price was that. It's ridiculous. Now, what is happening on the electric car front? Well, Ford is targeting to have 600,000 electric vehicles by late 2023. Now, remember, Biden wants half of all cars to be electric. So Ford is going to target 600,000. I'm sure GM and everybody else is going to be, you know, trying to also. I don't think it's enough. We have, you know, 360 million Americans, 300 of whom drive. Right? You know, 600,000 is a drop in the bucket. But Ford is predicting 150,000 sales of the Lightning and the E-Transit each. And they do aim to increase their annual production to 2 million units by the end of 2026. They have sourced 70% of battery capacity needed for this target. Yeah, if you want to invest in stocks, definitely those batteries. And it's like Panasonic and, oh my gosh, there's a whole bunch of companies. I'll look into it and tell you guys about it because I want you guys, you know, to be able to, you know, kind of look at the stocks and do some research. But Tesla, interestingly, Tesla has now opened its own exclusive lane at the U.S.-Mexico border because Elon Musk is now moving its headquarters to Texas. They need to speed up deliveries from Nuevo León suppliers, Nuevo León, Mexico. So there's going to be a border crossing with a large green sign, Tesla. The lane is supposed to help suppliers and staff bypass traffic at the border stop. Now, I don't know how they're going to do the, is it just a badge? I am sure there is going to be some delay and some vetting that happens, but the lane was part of a deal with Tesla when the company moved its operations from Silicon Valley to Austin, Texas, December 1st, 2021. Musk said that Tesla, which has been in Silicon Valley since 2003, has outgrown its Fremont factory. So now they're going to have this exclusive border access so they could get their supplies from Mexico. And it should cut it down to 10 minutes, but it could be about 25 minutes during rush hour. Hanging above the lane, there is going to be a border crossing booth and a large green sign that says Tesla with the logo. That's going to be very interesting. Wow. Tesla currently has six suppliers in Nuevo León, including APG Mexico, Taiwanese-based companies Enflex Corp. and Quanta Computer. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So President Biden has brought in 53 flights of formula from the outside because of our formula shortage, which was a cluster and a half that happened over the last few months, especially after the Abbott pharmacy was closed. Or the Abbott, I'm sorry, the Abbott factory was shut down after a recall of possibly Cronobacter, Nakazaki, and Salmonella, Newport, possible bacteria contamination. And many of my patients, and I'm licensed in multiple states, are still struggling to find baby formula. And so I saw this one article, which I found kind of interesting, where since May, the White House has flown in 60 million bottles. But that is not enough. They say it's just enough for 1 week. The most recent flights brought only enough to make 802,446 bottles that are 8 ounces. And so moms are still struggling to find formula. Now, you'd think by now most of these babies would be a year old, but there's still babies being born. There's still, we are going to have this formula crisis until, you know, once a baby is a year old, they don't need formula per se. But we still have new babies coming in. I have one mom. She's like, my kid is only 11 months. Can I start the milk now? And I go, no, you can't. The baby still needs the nutrition. And a lot of moms don't breastfeed anymore. So they say that nearly 6 months later, the infant care shelves and drugstores around the U.S. are still bare. They say this week the shortage reached a new low with 28.5% of products now completely out of stock. So Biden has been flying in foreign formula, but they say the 802,000 bottles that arrive per shipment barely scratch the surface of the 3 million babies being born every year. So Daily Mail has now an exclusive report. They reveal the desperate measures moms are taking to ensure that their infants don't go hungry. And I told you guys how concerning it is when people use other women's milk. So February 17th, it didn't all start at February 17th. It started with the supply shortage and the labor shortage and a lot of the other BS that happened. But February 17th put the nail in the coffin when Abbott, the largest formula manufacturer in the country, had to announce a recall of Similac, Alimentum, and some of its other products because there were fears that there were harmful bacteria that could have gotten into the products but in their Sturgis, Michigan facility. So as with all other shutdowns, once you shut something down, it takes forever to open it back up. So months later, it was still not opening. And then, not only was it prevented from making new product, but all the other product that it was in the process of making and on the shelves to be shipped had to not be sent. And then, you know, people were told, well, because of the recall, don't use your stockpiles. So parents who stockpiled during the supply shortage, when things were tricky over the holidays and Omicron, couldn't use that product. So Abbott produces 40% of all the baby formula in the U.S. 40% of that 40% was produced in the shutdown plant. So luckily there were still other plants able to make it, but Abbott produced a lot of it. Target, CVS, a bunch of stores ran out, and also people panicked. So people panicked, so they went and bought up supply. So there could be families there keeping quiet, and they got tons of supply for their kid. And I get it. As a mom, I get it. But a lot of the problem was once people heard that there was, you know, supply shortage problems, which started early on, they stockpiled. I stockpiled toilet paper and paper towel. I went on Amazon in the winter and bought a bunch of toilet paper and paper towel before the prices could go up, before we ran out. And then I told the kids to pee in the shower, even though they don't really use toilet paper because they're boys. But don't poop, you got to use the toilet paper for. But, I mean, we all were like, okay, well, just in case things go up, we're going to, well, look at what happened with gas. People were trying to load up on gas. And then they were like, that's futile. Gas is going to be high for a while. So in June, the White House launched Operation Fly Formula. They brought overseas formula to parts of the country. And the Biden administration is pretty proud of what they've done. But only 53 flights have arrived, bringing about 60 million bottles. They said that's just enough to meet the demand of just 1 week. Typical demand of baby formula is 4 million pounds per week, which translates into 60 million 8-ounce bottles each week. If they're not only bringing 800,000, that's not enough. Now, a flight from Zurich brought 1.5 million 8-ounce bottles of the Alpha Amino Infant, Alpha Amino Junior, Gerber Good Start from Zurich to Plainfield, Indiana. And then we got shipments from Germany, Austria, and London. More planned for this week, but still, the shelves are low. So I'm looking at some pretty recent pictures. So one is using her sister-in-law's breast milk. Gina Timullo, 31 years old, is a stay-at-home mom. She's in Jersey. She has a 19-month-old and a 6-month-old. Her partner, Rolfi, is an HVAC technician. She's been struggling to find formula. 6-month-old has a milk allergy. So she asked her sister-in-law to donate some of her breast milk. Gina breastfed Valentina herself for the first 6 weeks of the infant's life until the family learned she was allergic to milk. Then she switched her to a dairy-free diet to feed her. But then the whole family got struck with COVID, so she couldn't keep up with demand, because it does affect demand. In fact, it makes the breast milk kind of greenish, COVID. And then they had to switch her to Alimentum, and Alimentum is one of the products that was, you know, that was in short supply. So she said, I was able to find it for a few weeks, and then sister-in-law has a 10-month-old son. She happened to be on a dairy-free diet herself, agreed to donate breast milk to feed her niece, and her sister-in-law donated. I mean, you're still getting dairy and breast milk, but the child is able to, I guess, if you are avoiding certain products, the baby's able to tolerate it more. Somebody, another mom, said she had to smuggle it from Colombia. Christine Giller, 32 years old, is a new mom, has a 6-month-old Julian, and she needed a specific type of baby formula. They needed Infamil NeuroPro Gentle Ease because Jillian had stomach issues. But then that was harder to find. So she had a friend in Colombia. The uncle was visiting New Jersey, and he brought a 3-month supply. They met at JFK at dawn. She got the formula. Now it's almost used up, so she's going to Facebook groups to find more. Gosh, at that point, I would probably even fly to Colombia if I could. Now, other people are starting to rethink about having another baby. And many, I mean, it's you know, we were talking about how there might be a baby boom, and then there might be a baby dearth because of COVID and the economy. I think this is one of the multiple things that are making people rethink having a baby. You know, I mean, before I got pregnant, I mean, I was very comfortable with what the food supply was going to be. I was going to try to breastfeed, and if not, I knew what formula I was going to use. You know, you kind of had a plan. Not everybody's planning. We have a lot of unwanted pregnancies, you know, or surprise pregnancies. But, you know, those who are, okay, well, wait a second. This is what we have in our budget. You know, this is who's going to watch the baby. Since we're not always going to be there to get breast milk, or, you know, we're not going to have enough breast milk stored up, what's our backup plan? And if they're like, you're not going to be able to get formula, I bet a lot of people are waiting. So, you know, it's a cluster and a half. One person said she's scared to go back to work without enough food for her baby. So you have some moms who will breastfeed, and they don't want to go back to work because that's their only source of food for their baby. So if once you work, your breast supply does go down unless you could really actively pump. That happened to me because I worked 3 days after my second. So a lot of moms are like, I'm going to breastfeed because at least I can feed my baby. 1-877-DR-KELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle.
always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.